Headline, Ripple's XRPL EVM mainnet is live. Top exchange did 26 volume in a day. Published at 3:53 p.m., August 8, 2025. On June 30th, Ripple announced that the XRP Ledger's long-awaited Ethereum virtual machine-compatible sidechain was live. Ripple trumpeted years of building and testing to launch the mainnet, which would usher in a new era of cross-chain DeFi. So far, that new era of cross-chain DeFi has attracted fewer than $100,000 across all coins held in its smart contracts, according to DeFi Llama's Total Value Locked TVL tracker. In fact, according to DeFi Llama, this XRPL EVM has only four protocols worth tracking. Its most popular application has processed less than $1,100 in daily transactions over the last week. As of yesterday, this ostensibly innovative multi-chain DEX and cross-chain DEX aggregator, strategically positioned within the XRP ecosystem called Moai Finance, had processed just $26 worth of trades over the prior 24 hours. DeFi Llama displays data on August 8th for the largest DEX on the XRPL EVM. The XRPL EVM was supposed to welcome thousands of computer developers who write code for Ethereum in the Solidity programming language. Despite its EVM running on mainnet for over a month, XRP still has at least 92% fewer developers than Ethereum, according to developer report estimates. Ripple's political victories failed to attract XRPL EVM developers. In addition to its EVM, Ripple has also made other efforts to welcome developers to work on the XRPL. Ripple, which went all in on politics and gained billions, also settled its landmark Securities and Exchange Commission lawsuit and earned clarity from a powerful U.S. district judge that many secondary transactions of the XRP token weren't securities offerings. Read more. Ripple co-founder explains why most banks don't use XRP. In addition, Ripple executives were present in person to cheer Donald Trump's signature on the first U.S. stablecoin law, the Genius Act. Ripple encourages developers to compose decentralized applications using its Ripple USD RLUSD. In order to maintain compliance with that law, RLUSD is backed by U.S. dollars and treasuries and operates under a New York Department of Financial Services Trust Charter. Despite these efforts, and Ripple executives' powerful lobbying, RLUSD remains less than 0.03% of the $271 billion USD stablecoin market. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.